Christian leadership. Ability. Cool heads and sound sense. At this time, God's cause is in need of men and women who possess rare qualifications and good administrative powers. Men and women who will make patient, thorough investigation of the needs of the work in various fields. Those who have a large capacity for work. Those who possess warm, kind hearts, cool heads, sound sense, and unbiased judgment. Those who are sanctified by the Spirit of God and can fearlessly say no or yea and amen to propositions. Those who have strong convictions, clear understanding, and pure, sympathetic hearts. Those who practice the words, "All ye are brethren." Those who strive to uplift and restore fallen humanity. Intelligence and ability. The man at the head of any work in God's cause is to be a man of intelligence, a man capable of managing large interests successfully, a man of even temper, Christ-like forbearance, and perfect self-control. He only whose heart is transformed by the grace of Christ can be a proper leader. 164-165. Solid ability called for. Those who are entrusted with the management of the more important districts should have solid ability. They should be men who are able to carry responsibilities. It would be wisdom for several men to take this work. One man should not be left to oversee the important but neglected fields. With the testimonies before them, our ministers have passed by on the other side to seek more favorable places where churches have been raised up. Slothful work has been done.